When the armistice was called in November 1918, the remaining recruits at the Claremont Army Camp were demobbed and eventually sent home. But the district would never be the same. In Claremont alone, 18 of its 61 recruits died in the war. The tent city was at its end. But there was a peacetime vision for the 100-hectare peninsula when English chocolate makers Cadbury took it over. Heritage consultant John Wadsley takes up the story.
The army had moved out between in November 1918 and sometime in 1919. They would have had troops there demobilising and other things. It didn't happen overnight. They were advertising in late 1919 for tenders to demolish the buildings. A lot of it was always tents, but they did have some substantial buildings, the hospital and the administration buildings, a dental surgery, the YMCA rooms, there was a rest room and other things there. Although they had, at the end of the war in 1918, they kept the facilities there in case of needing a quarantine area for the Spanish flu. So Cadbury's have their meetings with the government in early 1920. The Triffitt's Point site really met all their needs because they could see instantly that the landscape, the environment was perfect, not only for their factory because it was close to a railway line, it had water supply, but also you had the ability to create a garden city or a garden town, that sort of concept of having the factory, the workers and the recreation all in one place. There was a garden city movement in the UK, and Cadbury's, with their Quaker background, strongly supported that.
The new development was a stroke of luck for many of the returned soldiers. Cadbury needed a big workforce. Ray Salter says his father, Private Eric Salter, returned to the old army campsite with many of his comrades, but on a very different mission.
When they come back, the first job that come up was the Cadbury's factory, wheeling the concrete up slabs into the foundations and that, with the wheelbarrow. And a lot of the returned servicemen got jobs there at Cadbury's factory.
Oh, they put me in the army and they handed me a pack.
What happened when the Great War starts? The Remount Depot is there, and then they make the decision in September 1914 to move the camp from Pontville to Claremont. Claremont is a perfect site because, being a peninsula, they didn't need to put fences there to keep the horses in, apart from at the narrow end of the neck. The farmhouse is on that narrow part, and so it makes the perfect site for a guardhouse. So this becomes the guardhouse and the entrance to the Claremont camp. And every soldier who moved into Claremont camp from the railway line, the main line, would have walked past the farmhouse. May 1920, Cadbury sign off with the government. Cadbury say in order for them to build, they need a railway line into the site. So the government commits to start building a spur line off the main line into the Cadbury site, and that starts construction in June, July. Standing at Windermere Bay, looking across the water, looking to the left, you'll see Triffitt's Point and where the Cadbury factory now is. And you can see there's a recreation path, which is on an embankment, which actually climbs to the Cadbury Peninsula. That was on the original railway line. My contention is that in the demolition of the farmhouse, most of that rubble is now lying in that embankment.
Keith Salter says as the camp was closing down, his injured father, Private Eric Salter, was one of the last soldiers to be sent home.
The powers that be asked somebody to make a statue up of the soldiers to put a memorial up for him in Glenorchy near the council chambers. The man that was to do the job said, well, I'd like a photo of somebody in uniform, one of the soldiers. So they said, yeah, we've got one of Mr. Salter, he was the last one to come out the gate, so we took a photo of him coming out the gate, like being the last soldier coming out the gate.
Raise the blooming blister, it's the last.